Many people wrestle with faith. How to have it? Where does it come from? How can I develop it? What is it anyhow? Or what is the difference between extreme faith and regular faith? God develops faith in everybody in a different way. Every person has an opportunity to trust God in one way or the other through a dark time, a difficult time, a time when you don't know what's going to happen, but you have to trust Him anyhow. The best example of extreme faith for me is when Jesus was hanging on the cross. He trusted His Father even though He did not see through the grave. And the Bible tells us that God's final generation will also have extreme faith. They will have the faith of Jesus. And that is our example. I saw a bumper sticker that said, "Trust God anyway." That expresses really what it is. My children, my work, my family life, my health, my retirement, all of those things, I can trust in His hands. But we have to learn through experience to trust Him anyhow. Faith is like a small plant. It needs to be watered. It's a relationship. God develops a relationship with us and teaches us that He will always come through for us. Faithfulness in everything He does. Those who have faith really have gotten it through an experience with God. God doesn't expect us to have blind faith. He expects us to have faith based on an experience, based on solid evidence of what He has done in the past. And each of us can choose today to believe what He says, to trust Him, even if we can't see the outcome. And when we see Him come through for us, just like Israel of old, we will know that we serve an all-powerful God and that He will always be faithful and come through for us. I've been asked by many people, what is the difference between presumption and faith? A lot of people wonder and ask themselves, what is the difference? What if I step too far? Am I going too far? Am I being presumptuous? Presumption is always tied to sin. In some form or another, presumption dishonors God, either through disobedience, doing our own will and making God responsible, doing what we want to and asking Him to cover for us. While faith always honors God. In fact, it is impossible to please Him without faith. So therefore, the two are related, but one is a sin and one is actually honoring God. Presumption, I would say, is when you try to do your own will without God's direction, without God's clear leading, and asking God to come through for you just to cover for yourself, while faith is a direct obedience. The Bible is filled with examples of stories of faith. Extreme faith. Stories of raising the dead, feeding the hungry with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, curing poisonous herbs so that they can be eaten, raising the axe head out of the water, cities coming down. Extreme faith. It is an example of what God can do. And what is the difference? Obedience. For example, when God asks you to do something to take care of the widows, the poor and the orphans, and you follow through and you place yourself at risk in order to carry that out, going to visit the sick, going to visit those in prison, bring certain risks. We have to give more than we're capable sometimes, more than we're comfortable giving. And yet, that kind of risk is faith. Anytime one acts in faith, it is accompanied by God's peace and joy. Faith always brings a closeness to Christ. It brings a knowledge that God is living in us and using us to be a blessing to others. Presumption can never give you that. And that comes through obedience. It doesn't come through risking just for the risk's sake. It comes through obeying what God says, God's clear directions in His Word. A university president recently asked me, "David, wouldn't it be presumption to launch out so far into the deep financially that it would be impossible?" I answered, "Not going forward by faith is presumption. Expecting God to bless us when we are being disobedient." Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel," and He meant exactly that. In my experience, whenever you go out in faith to accomplish a direct order from God, you can expect God's peace and joy, and you can expect God to come through for you. Not doing it, on the other hand, and expecting God's blessing, calling ourselves God's people, not being obedient and yet expecting God to bless us, I call that presumption. I think that when God's people fail to act by faith, they dishonor Him. When they fail to carry out the mission, they are presumptuous because they're expecting God's blessing, even while being disobedient. I would encourage anyone who wants to experience faith to just be obedient, read what God says, and do it, regardless of the risk.